Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
After bringing rush hour to a standstill in some areas last week, taxi drivers are once again taking part in a go slow protest at 4:30 this evening against the introduction of fixed fare options for customers by Uber. David Knox is a taxi driver taking part in the protest. David, why are you taking another protest? There'll be people listening to the radio right now who will be groaning at the prospect of the city yet again coming to a standstill later today.
Yes, good morning, Shane, and our apologies again to your listeners. We do sincerely apologise for taking the protest to the streets again today, but it's the only option we have. Our calls, the Department of Transport and the National Transport Authority have yet again fallen on deaf ears. And regrettably, you know, it's an inconvenience to the public of 3 or 4 hours, but we're facing the destruction of our industry, our livelihoods, and nearly 18,000 families.
Why do you say the destruction of your industry? Is that not a gross exaggeration, David?
No, definitely not, Shane. So, look, I suppose I'm sitting here in the taxi thinking, and simple figures to your listeners. Uber currently are offering a fixed fare that's roughly 30% below the meter. To run a taxi, roughly 30%, the running cost of your maintenance, your fuel and everything is about 30%. So let's say a taxi driver turns over €1,000 a week. 30% of that is gone, €300. He's now left with €700. Now, with Uber 30%, the driver's only earning €700. That 30% running cost has not gone away. Take your 30% off your 700. The driver is now only left with €400 to try and pay his bills, pay his mortgage and feed his family.
What are you basing the 30% on? My understanding is it's a fixed fare on offer. There'd want to be pretty huge delays on a fare to bring about an average reduction of 30% in what you're getting.
We've seen fixed fares and genuine examples. For example, there was a fixed fare from Cabinteely on Sunday to Dublin Airport via the M50 for €38. And you're going through a toll also. So that's a massive discount. And again, Uber's algorithms doesn't take into account roads and streets and bus lanes that taxis can take.
So how are the Uber drivers making a living then? I mean, so a lot of people, when we covered this last week, David, a lot of people texted and said, this is competition. This is the real world.
Well, we would say, Shane, competition is a fantastic thing if it's fair competition. This is unfair competition. This is taking money from the livelihood of a driver directly. It's the same as anybody, your listeners, walking into a department store tomorrow. They walk in, they see the clothes are 30% to 50% marked down. They get to the till, and the cashier at the till, that person's wages have been reduced to give the public that discount. That's not fair. That's not moral.
Is it not possible a lot more people will use taxis if the fares come down? I mean, there was a really hefty price increase this time last year. I think it was 9%, well ahead of inflation. I made the point last week when we were chatting about this. My taxi fare into work first thing in the morning used to cost a tenner 10 years ago. It now costs €20. Like, it's doubled in 10 years.
Shane, the prices haven't gone up that much. Traffic has.
But that's my taxi fare, Davis.
Okay. But we got a 9% increase. That was over 2 years, 4.5%. And that's weighted towards nighttime. It's not even a direct 9% across the whole running of the meter throughout the day. It's weighted towards nighttime use to try and encourage more drivers to come out and work the unsocial hours. So, look, we're protesting as well. It's not just against Uber. That's the main reason for the protest. But it's also against the NTA, Department of Transport, and to get the Minister for Transport, Darragh O'Brien, to act. Like, they have the power to do this, you know.
Do you accept you're going to make yourself very unpopular with your customers?
Well, I tried to explain in the opening part the reason that we're doing it and try to explain to the public why we felt we'd no other option to do it. Everything that we've done, we've tried to go the route of emails, phone calls, and it's fallen on deaf ears. Like, the NTA and the minister have the power to act in the current crisis, as far as we're concerned. There's part of the Taxi Regulation Act from 2013, paragraph 2, section 20, and it clearly states conditions that can be made to dispatch license in certain circumstances, and Uber's move is really a serious circumstance. Simply put, Shane, a condition could be imposed to restrict these dispatchers from offering fixed fares, reduced or otherwise, to passengers. And if a company wants to offer a passenger a discount, make that come out of the company's marketing budget. Don't take it out of the driver or the retail worker or whomever is working in those conditions. It's just unfair and not right.
Okay, we'll leave it there. David Knox, a taxi driver, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.